April 13th, 2016, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. The heart of the world, just like any soul, must first acknowledge its sins before the heart of God, before it can be converted. This is the reason the heart and soul of the world must pass through the purifying flame of my Immaculate Heart. In so doing, it will be made known all errors that stand between the heart of the world and the will of God. Certain events will unfold which will highlight man's dependency upon God's provision. God's dominion over all the earth and every soul is always present, even though mankind may not recognize or acknowledge it. It is through the flame of my heart all of humanity will face a conversion experience. It will be the free will decision of each soul as to how he responds. In Noah's day, few listened. In the days of Jonah, all responded positively, and God's justice did not visit the earth. Mankind must choose to appease God or to antagonize his justice. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published it throughout Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent, and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.